You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Glenn Davis here as we welcome you back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. All right, Valencia, he played over 300 times. He played in two Champions League finals. He played in a World Cup and scored in it in 2002. Gaizka Mendieta also played for Barcelona. Caught up with him. He was in town. He was on our pregame show on the Cube 57 before the Dynamo game. Here is my interview with Gaizka Mendieta of Valencia and Barcelona. Well, Gaizka, I know everybody talks in the United States about Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, but La Liga as a whole, it is a special league. Why was it such a special league to you when you played at Valencia?
Well, I think mainly because it's such a competitive league, such a competitive tournament, especially in the last few years. I know it's easier to people for people to remember only Barça Madrid, but Atletico Madrid also got there in the latest championships winners. We had in the past Valencia, Deportivo. In the European spots, it's been varying from Athletic Bilbao, Villarreal, Celta, obviously Sevilla, which has been the champions five times. And also because if you look at the current table nowadays, there's only 14, 13 points difference between relegation and European places, which is nothing like that in other top league in the world. So that's why it makes it so special. Also, I think the different clubs, the way they play, the style, is a very attractive football. It's always looking after the ball, the possession, attacking football. I think it has changed also throughout the years since the whole of all of the teams in La Liga have benefited from the TV rights, so getting more money, allow them to play, to buy more players, and that makes teams even more competitive. Obviously, then Madrid Barça being two of the biggest clubs in the world attracts the biggest players in the world. So you have that also with Atletico Madrid, since been in the into Champions League finals, league champions, and yes, I mean, it's a lot of things that make it the best league in the world. That's what we think, and that's what we believe, and there are some of the reasons.
Gaizka Mendieta joining us. He played with Valencia well over 300 times, went to two Champions League finals with them, which is remarkable, was capped 40 times by Spain. I was very interested, Gaizka, looking at your youth upbringing, your influences. Obviously, your father, Andreas, was a goalkeeper. That's a big part of it. But tell me about when you were growing up in Castellón and then went to Valencia B before going to the full Valencia side and then playing 300-plus appearances.
Well, yeah, I mean, my dad obviously had an experience in the football world, being himself a goalkeeper. I played for many teams, Deportivo, Real Madrid, Rayo Vallecano. So he had plenty of experience. And when I played my first, well, not even a professional, but my first games in championship, like second division, he preferred me to have me nearer home, because we're living an hour from Valencia, and coming to a team where I would actually be learning, playing alongside so many great players. And that's one of the main reasons I signed for Valencia. Obviously, I was very young. There was big players in the team. So most of my first season in Valencia was with the B team, which allowed me to play, have a regular game, and be available for the first team whenever they needed, which was great in terms of learning for me. And then it was the second year I actually established myself more in the first team. But yeah, it was quite a big change for me in my life. I have to move out from home, living on my own in Valencia with other teammates. But it was a great experience, especially learning with Gus Hiddink as a manager, Holland sort of a school, so a lot of extra trainings for the youngsters, trying to improve technically. So all these things helped me to develop my game and slowly becoming a better player, because I was very fit, so I could cover a lot of ground on the pitch, but technically I wasn't the player that I became later. So that's thanks to all this sort of process.
Gaizka Mendieta joining us. Gaizka, you had some very differing managers, Claudio Ranieri, Hector Cooper. Talk about those two managers and what they were like.
Well, they were, in a way, similar, as they gave a lot of relevance to the fitness level. So the team trained really hard, obviously, Ranieri, Italian. We had a process where we had to adapt to each other. The team to the coach, and he had to adapt to the Spanish culture and the Spanish sort of football, which wasn't easy in the beginning, to the point that he nearly got sacked early in the season. But after that, I think we suited each other. The team understood what he wanted. The team got really, like, the fitness and the training style a bit more adaptive, but obviously not living the Italian style, which was similar to Cooper. Cooper also paid a lot of attention to the fitness level. We trained a lot. It was a team that was really fit, both very tactical. So both very similar in the approach and in the way they wanted the team to play, which I think that's why it suited the transition. We hardly felt that in a way. But different characters. Ronnie was more extrovert, where I think Cooper was a bit more reserved in the way he approached the players. But yeah, in terms of football, very, very similar.
We're talking to Gaisco Mendieta, amazing career at Valencia. Went to Lazio, on to Barcelona, 300-plus appearances at Valencia. Got to the Champions League final twice, once against Real Madrid, their nemesis in La Liga, and then against Bayern Munich. Gaisca, when you walk around these days, do you ever reflect back on, you know, those two Champions League finals and wanting to have won those? And, I mean, one of them you lose in penalty kicks to Bayern Munich. Do you ever reflect back on those games?
I try not to. But, yeah, it's difficult not to think about them. With obviously, like today, for instance, playing Champions League, it always brings to your mind memories. Of course, analyze both since playing them and thinking through. And, I mean, being critical, the first one was probably the one that we felt we didn't do it good enough to win it back in the day, although the team was playing very well previously to the final, but Madrid was better than us on the final, on the actual day, and they probably deserved to win it. But it was the second one against Bayern Munich in Milan, which actually was more difficult to digest in the way that the game was played. The team, Valencia, was playing very well. We got ahead on the scoreline, and then in the way we lost on the penalty knocked out, which is quite hurtful. So that's probably the one that we felt it was closer to us and it slipped through our hands. And probably for that, it hurts more. But at the same time, I think it was a great achievement for us, a club like Valencia, being new in the Champions League competition and reaching two finals in a row. I think was remarkable. But obviously, when you're there, you just want to win it. And that's the hard.
Gaisca, was it difficult for you to change after so many games in La Liga with Valencia? Was it difficult to then move on to Italian football in Lazio? And then, obviously, you spent a lot of time at Middlesbrough in England, which these were pretty brave moves for you, because these are very differing leagues from Spain, right?
Well, yeah, of course it was. It was a difficult decision for me to leave Valencia after 10 years, being the captain and achieving so many things. But I knew in my career I wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to experience football in the best leagues in the world. So back in the day, Italy was another very big league, and obviously England. So for me, at some point, I thought I wanted to try those and go and play in these competitions. And after that season, I spoke to the club. The club also fancied if there was good offers for me that we could study them and consider me leaving as an option. And so we did. In the summer, we had a meeting and we had evaluated the offers we had, because obviously for Valencia was also, you know, a big income potentially they could get. And Italy was the at that moment, the place where it was putting bigger offers for either both for me and for the club. So I ended up playing at Lazio. Yeah, it was difficult because it's different football, but I always had confidence in myself and my football, and that's why I put myself there. And well, unfortunately, it didn't go the way I thought, but it was a great experience. And same, I mean, probably not so much for Barca. It was something I was more familiar with, the football, the club, the back to La Liga, and then in England. In England, probably, yeah, it was another risk, but I wanted to play in different leagues. And after Barcelona, I was on loan, obviously. So after going back to Italy, I didn't want to stay there because my first experience and the way the club sort of deal with the whole situation, we both agreed that finding another club would be the best option. And I thought Middlesbrough was the best option for me at that time, after being in different clubs and different cities. Although it wasn't a big club like the previous ones, it had an ambitious plan to grow in the future, and it was great because we won the cup the first year. We played in the final of the Europa League in the third year. So it was a great experience. Although, yeah, like you say, very different approaches to each other.
Gaizka Mendieta joining us. Incredible career at Valencia. Played in the Serie A, Lazio, Barcelona, two Champions League finals, then on to Middlesbrough in the Premier League. Also played for the Spanish national team, 40 caps there. If you look, you know, at the career of soccer players, in other words, today, Gaizka, I see, you know, Hummels, Thomas Müller, Boateng, you know, the German Federation has come out and said, you know, no more. These guys, we're moving on from them. How difficult is it? And I always am just fascinated how people can stay so good, so consistent for so long and so confident. How difficult is it at that level to stay at the top, stay confident throughout the length of a career? Because it to me, it's amazing the level and the standard certain players can keep for such a long time like you.
Well, obviously it comes with the character, the player, because that's what you face every day in your career. You have to prove every day in every training, in every game, that you are the best, one of the best. And you have to prove people that you are the player, a big player. So you get used to that sort of feeling and challenges that you face every day. It's not easy to when people say to you, you know, like, these guys now, we've all faced those situations. And when they tell you, you know, that's it for the national team, it's hard. It's different when you chose that time, when you chose to say, okay, I think it's my time to quit the national team or this club. But when it's someone else making that decision with you, it's tougher. It's more difficult. But again, it's football, it's life. You get knocked down and you have to get up and you have to keep fighting and you have to keep training and you have to keep playing and proving to everyone that you are this great player. And the confidence you have in yourself, that's the sort of motivation and that you get every day to get out there and do whatever you have to do. But totally agree, it's not easy. When the club comes and tells you or the federation comes and tells you, that's it, we want you, or we won't renew the contract, or we don't want you again, it's very difficult. It's different, obviously, you still got your club career, you still have some kind of motivation to go on and to carry on playing. But when that's the time when you have to quit football completely from everything, I think that's a different situation, and it's really tough when you don't make that decision, because it's the end of 15, 16, 17, 18 years career. So it can be very difficult situations, yeah. But I mean, luckily in my case, I saw that coming, so it gave me the chance to mentally, physically, and in general prepare myself for that day. But some guys, some players don't have the luxury of preparing or knowing in advance that the day is coming. Sometimes you think you might continue, and the club says you're not, and it gets you by surprise. And that's, I think, very, very tough to deal with.
Gaizka Mendieta joining us. Gaizka, can anything replace the actual playing of the game? Like, was the transition into sort of a normal lifestyle after and the thrill of playing on fields in front of fans and expectation and excitement, was that hard to replace? Was that hard for you once that ended?
I think that's impossible. As simple as that. It's impossible to replace the adrenaline that you get when you score a goal, when you play a final, when you lift a trophy. There's nothing in life that can give you that. You have to replace that with different things. I think you have to kind of focus your career on different aspects. It's good because throughout those years that you've been a player, you've learned a lot of things that you haven't even realized, like leadership, like dealing with pressure, dealing with failure, dealing with success. So if you're able to transport all those things to your new life, whether it's in the business world, if you carry on as a manager or a sporting director, or in anything you want to do related to football or not, I think it's great because you get a lot of things throughout your career. But you don't get that hype and that adrenaline that you get through your body with football, like anything in life. At least I haven't found it yet. If I do, I will let you know.
What are you doing now, Gaizka? What are the things in life that you like to do? Obviously, you're an ambassador for La Liga. You're doing a wonderful job, obviously, of that. What else in life do you do now?
Well, I was lucky to, like I said earlier, that I kind of saw my end sort of coming. So I had different businesses running already, like that I kept get me busy and get my head busy in different things. Apart from ambassador with La Liga, I do also still play some games. I do some TV as a pundit. I do as ambassador for Barca as well, for UEFA. I have, like I said, other businesses. I do from time to time as a DJ as well. So luckily, I have a lot of things going on in my agenda that keep me busy enough these days.
Gajska, listen, we really appreciate you coming on. You're a tremendous ambassador for all the clubs you played for, Valencia, Barcelona, on and on. But you're also a great ambassador for La Liga. You're also a gentleman, which I thank you for coming down to Houston and being brought to Houston and jumping on our pregame show with the Houston Dynamo, who did once play against Valencia years back in a friendly. And we really thank you for all the time that you've given us, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you. It was my pleasure to come to Houston, and I hope to be back soon. I felt, you know, very welcome. Unfortunately, I wasn't there for long, but again, I hope to be back soon. And all the best to everyone, all your listeners.
Love getting the opportunity to get the opinion of Major League Soccer from people like Gajska Mendieta, and what a career he had. What an interesting interview that was. We thank him very much. Thank you for listening in.